Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Mac and Grace with your 9 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, a slew of changes to Queensland's road rules will come into effect tomorrow in an effort to encourage driver safety. Fines and car registration costs are set to increase by 3.4%, which is the fine for mobile phone use, with the fine for mobile phone use rising from $1,209 to $1,250. Some speed limits in busy areas are also set to decrease from 50 to 40 kilometres an hour, so be sure to keep an eye out for speed signs changing in your commute.
The Queensland Government's first budget since forming government was announced last week, which includes funding for $412 million for the Bruce Highway upgrades, with two projects due to start next week. Wide centre line treatment, including audio-tactile marking, is the key focus of the upgrades to address the most common types of fatal crashes, like run-off road and head-on crashes. The Minister for Transport and Main Roads said, "This is a budget that backs Queenslanders, investing in safer roads, stronger communities, and a transport network that supports our growing state."
In national news, millions of Australians will start taking home more money from tomorrow when the Fair Work Commission's decision to increase the national minimum wage takes effect. Last month, the Commission ruled that the national minimum wage and award minimum wage would increase by 3.5%. The current minimum wage is $24.10 per hour, so the raise will increase that to $24.94 per hour. Fair Work Commission President Justice Adam Hatcher said, "Since July 2021, employers who are reliant on the modern award minimum wages or the national minimum wages have suffered a reduction in the real value of their wages, of their wage rates."
A team of scientists have turned the Richmond River catchment into a virtual model to help understand the behaviour of one of Australia's most flood-prone river catchments. This is good news for Lismore Citizens Flood Review Group, which has been calling for greater action to address flooding in the catchment since Cyclone Debbie. Members of the group, Richard Trevin, said, "Nationally, just 3% of our government funding has gone into mitigation, whilst 97% is spent on recovery."
And in international news, tens of thousands of people have joined a banned Pride march in Hungary's capital. The event transformed into an anti-government rally protesting against Prime Minister Viktor Orban due to the gradual erosion of the LGBTQ+ rights, citing the need to protect children. Local media estimated 100,000 people attended the march, with participants arriving from 30 different countries in support.
For your weather today, Brisbane is dreary and drizzly, a perfect time for some warm inner glow. It's currently 16 degrees in Brisbane, with an expected maximum of 17. The river's minor high tide is expected to peak at 1 p.m. today. The fire danger is unsurprisingly low, and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is in the moderate band. And that's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.